I'm Scott Owen with the Asheville FM News Team, and I've been joined in our studio by Donna Inslee. Donna is running for a seat on the Buncombe County Commissioner, District 3. Donna, welcome to Asheville FM.
Thanks, Scott. I'm glad to be here today.
All right. Well, we wanted to talk about your campaign and about you and some of your ideas, and we'll just start off with asking you a simple question. Why did you decide to run for a seat on the commission?
I decided to run because I was found myself being frustrated by not being able to get places because the traffic was so bad. I found myself looking at issues that were emerging in our county, and they have been emerging for a while. And I found myself thinking something needs to be done about this. And I'm somebody who usually when I see something that needs to be done, I get in and try to do something about it. I recently retired from Manna Food Bank, and I found myself with time. I used to have connections with really outstanding people in our community, and I thought if there's ever a time to step up and serve our community in a greater capacity, now is that time. So I'm running for county commissioner because I love this place. I've called home for 31 years, and I want to do something about some of the emerging issues that I see and many people are living with as we continue to grow.
So you've lived in the area for 31 years, and you've worked at Manna Food Bank?
Yeah. Scott, I have lived here 31 years. When I moved to Asheville, downtown was, like so many will tell you, was boarded up. It was a quaint, wonderful little town, and you could get involved and make a difference at any level. And I began doing that. I served when my kids were little as PTO president and served on nonprofit boards. I became the president of the YWCA in my late 30s at a very traumatic time in the YWCA's history. We went through a real rough time before we were able to hire Holly Jones as our executive director. And I learned in that instance that having a strong board is critical to having a strong nonprofit. And so I worked really hard to get that board stronger, and now you see what the difference that the YWCA is making. I've also been the president of HelpMate and just recent past president of the Rotary Club of Asheville, where I was the fifth woman president of this club that is now 103 years old. So I've served our community as long as I've been in our community, and I've learned a lot about issues that are faced by folks that are, say, on the margins, people that are compromised. And then with my work at Manna Food Bank, my goodness, got to learn a lot about the needs of people all throughout, not only Buncombe County, but Western North Carolina.
So with a seat on the county commission, what issue would you like to really highlight?
I think that it's time, or it's past time, for our commissioners to look at creating a comprehensive, integrated plan for development and growth. As you know, we have seen the numbers go up every year by the thousands of people that are moving here. And it really wasn't a problem 10 years ago that we were seeing some traffic issues. We might have seen some issues in the schools, but we were not growing as quickly as we are now. And I believe it's time for a comprehensive, integrated plan that addresses, first of all, identifies, then prioritizes the needs in our county. And the needs are very different in throughout the county. In Candler area, in the District 3, which I would represent, there's a strong need for water and sewer. There's the need for high-speed internet, which there are areas that do not have high-speed internet access.
Right.
South Asheville, we have traffic issues, which is becoming a mounting problem. And without a plan to address those needs, along with building greenways and how is this all going to work together, I don't think it's ever going to happen. It will just happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is one reason I'm planning running for commissioner, is because I have experience in strategic planning. I have experience in identifying a need and addressing it and accomplishing a goal of solving that problem.
Right. So we hope our listeners have identified the district that they're in, and this is the district kind of south and west of Asheville, District 3. So with this all in mind, is there some particular thing that you'd like to accomplish?
Well, again, I would like to, in 4 years of being a county commissioner, not only have a strategic plan in place, but begin to execute that plan. And when I say a strategic plan, I mean one that will look at what are our current needs, how do we address those, what are we anticipating 5 years from now, what do we want to look like 10 years from now, and how are we going to be on that path to be the Buncombe County we want to be. Again, if without a plan, it will just happen, and we won't be able to understand where we are, and we won't be able to catch up if we don't start that plan now.
Is there anything that you see in particular that you would want on that plan?
Well, again, I would want to have an integrated plan with the infrastructure for the roads that are coordinated with the schools, that we look at where are we going to build our affordable housing. We would need to work in conjunction with the plans that the city has going on, and transportation. I mean, the issues that are emerging daily that I hold dear and would want to accomplish is, first of all, making sure that all of our schools have access to quality teachers, that we have the technology that our students will need to be an educated workforce. We need pre-K education for all kids, so that when they start school, they're starting at a level where they can learn and move forward. We have areas that are desperately needing additional teachers in second language arts, because we have, I think one school has 12 different languages that are the first languages for these students. So a regular teacher is going to need resources beyond what they may be just teaching in their class. So the education is one area. Infrastructure, as I've mentioned several times. The other things that are near and dear to my heart are opportunities, bringing in opportunities for jobs that are clean and that we can work with a workforce that is going to be more diversified. Mm-hmm. And also, I would like to have make sure that we protect our environment.
Right.
This is a beautiful place. So, and the platform I'm running on is Integrity First.
All right. Well, thank you. What kind of opportunities do you think there are to act with the city of Asheville? The city of Asheville can't annex anywhere because of some rules coming down from the state. That makes our relationship with the county extremely important. What do you think?
Definitely, yes, Scott. We need to collaborate with the city on the transit system. And there are already ideas in place, and I would like to make sure that those ideas not only come forward, but they come to fruition, and maybe we the idea being that we would have reliable mass transit, but then in the outlying areas use smaller vehicles, more like a mountain mobility van size to get out into the outlying areas. And the county needs to not only work with the city on what that transportation model looks like, but then also help fund it. That way we can, affordable housing is an issue across our county, but it is less expensive to live further out. And with that, then you're going to need to have access to good transportation in order to get to the jobs. So that would be one strong area that I think we immediately, well, actually two, transportation and then also affordable housing areas that we can work with the city.
Are the costs out in the county, are they that much less than what they are here?
The land costs are, yes. And, it costs
to rent or?
To rent and or also to build. Your rural property is running probably anywhere from $20 to $30 an acre compared to but I have no idea what it is in the city, but I know it's, way more than that.
Uh-huh.
So, it is going to be less expensive. But one of the issues in the Candler area is that to put a home in or to put in, say, affordable housing, there is no infrastructure for water and sewer. so they've not, they don't have the ability to go in and put in this kind of larger housing. And again, so we need to coordinate that. We need to prioritize. And I can't tell you what the needs are in Black Mountain or Weaverville right now, but that's where I think with working with the other county commissioners, we can meet with our constituents, identify their priorities, and bring them together in a collaborative way to say, okay, we're going to prioritize these.
Probably a lot of similarities between areas and what they need.
There probably are, I can't tell you what the needs are in Quantico or Black Mountain, what they see the emerging needs to be.
Right. Is there something else that you'd like people to know about yourself or about your campaign in particular?
Well, I would like them to know a little bit about me. When I started working at Mana Food Bank in 2008, Mana had just turned 25 years old, and we were distributing a record 6.2 million pounds of food. When Mana opened its doors 25 years before that, it was so excited they distributed 140,000 pounds in its first year. So it took 25 years to get to 6.2 million. 8 years later, when I left Mana Food Bank and I was their chief development officer, we were distributing just under 16 million pounds of food. So you can understand the exponential growth that took place in that period of time. And that didn't just happen. It took a lot of collaboration. It took a lot of planning. It took a lot of infrastructure upgrading. I was responsible for a $3.4 million capital campaign along with the board and the executive director. But we raised $3.4 million so that we could house more higher quality food. We increased the freezer and the cooler space and upfitted the entire infrastructure at Mana Food Bank. So I have experience. I guess that's what I want people to know, is I have experience in working and collaborating with others, getting things done. I'm somebody who looks at challenges and tries to find a way, the best way, to solve a problem, and so we can move forward with new opportunity.
Do you have any other thoughts or ideas of how we can manage this shared growth situation between the city of Asheville and the county? There's the whole situation of use of services, and a lot of people come from the county into Asheville using services here and such. And Asheville's tax burden, is quite large. And I think a lot of the people in Asheville feel that we are in some way supporting people from the county with our services, or do you have any ideas on that?
Well, I don't, other than a lot of the services that Asheville funds are also for the school system,
right?
And yet many people who live in the Asheville area are actually attending county schools. So I don't know what that looks like. I do think that it's time to work together. But there are choices where people live, and I can't speak to the Asheville City tax base and what that looks like. Because Weaverville has its own tax, and so does Black Mountain, just to provide the extra support services. Mm-hmm. So we are one county, but with very, very different areas, and people choose to live where they would like to be.
Right. Thank you so much, Donna. I'm speaking with Donna Inslee, running for a seat in District 3, County Commission. And Donna, can you tell us how people can find out more about you and your campaign?
Yes. Thank you. They can go to my website, which is electdonnainslee.com. You can email me at donnainsleebcc@gmail.com. And if you have any desire to talk to me about issues that are specific to what you'd like to see our county address, also you can give me a call at 828-768-6061. I'm Donna Inslee. I'm running for County Commissioner in District 3, and I'd love to have your vote on May 8th or before. Thank you.
All right, and thank you. I'm Scott Long with the Asheville FM News Team, and we appreciate you for tuning in.